radio to attempt contact.
DPS, go, go, go. PUS, go, surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the official Talking Sound podcast coverage of CES 2020 here on site with the Tech Podcast Network. I'm here right now with the owner and creator of WeSmart, Bruno Lin. Bruno, you have some incredible products here, man. We were talking yesterday. Tell the audience a little bit about the products you have and some of the applications.
Yeah, so what we do basically, we try to give some nice products for all the Mac users. So basically, if you have a Mac, if you have an iPhone, if you like Apple, you should have our accessory.
Yeah, and the main thing about Mac and Apple is it's a style choice. Right. And the design is so clean, the interface is so clean. That's what people love about it. It's used hugely in the creator realm, everything from film to video to animation, music production, everything. Let's start getting into some of the technical details. This is one of my favorite items that you have is your new portable screen. You don't find too many portable screens like this that are both USB-C and HDMI at the same time. I was really amazed to find that out because you can actively use it as a field monitor as well if you're out doing video work, things like that.
Exactly.
And brightness and volume too.
Exactly. So you have two big speakers on each side. Then it works. You don't even need a battery for that one. The Mac power this beautiful screen, and it's 4K. So you can hear together with a brightness here.
Yeah, that's look another at big that. Thing. Many of these external screens are not 4K compliant.
Exactly. And look how thin is this one.
Yeah. About the thickness of four business cards stacked on top of each other. Let's grab a few just so you can see the actual thickness here, folks. That's about five business cards.
Five to six business cards.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
And you can check on the video. But what is amazing is the weight of the screen.
Yeah.
It's less than 300 grams.
Absolutely light. The patterning on it, the construction is beautifully done.
We use like a carbon laser on the back. The fiber is probably one of the best today to protect any kind of electronic devices.
Yeah, any scratches,
exactly.
Static electricity, all that stuff. And let's get into your hub here a little bit, because this is another great device for Mac users, especially now that USB-C has come out. So many computers, Macs included, have started dropping additional ports, SD cards, everything else, for the size and form factor. But your hub here is great. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's multifunctional hub. So you have three strange functions. So first one is hub function. So you have 12 ports, like HDMI. You have here, you have even the call function here. You have the SDTF card. You have HDMI ports. One more Type-C ports and three USB-A ports.
Yeah.
So that's the hub function. Then on the top, you have other wireless charging. So you just need to put your cell phone and it charge. That's simple.
And for people like me that are sitting in a tech booth, we're literally surrounded by about six computers running three graphics, two playback machines, and other integration. To have all of this in one spot and not have to have one dongle coming out, something to charge our phone, something to be able to put SD cards into to capture footage from cameras. It's normally about three or four interfaces that you would have kicking around your desk or workspace on site. And to know that you've put it all into one package is beautiful, Bruno.
And so what we have done, we have had a small battery inside, so a built-in battery, so you can use as a power bank.
Oh, wow, yeah, so it can be a power bank as well.
Yeah, so that way you're on the move.
Yeah, yeah. And does it do wireless through the power bank as well?
As well.
Oh, man, that is incredible.
So you don't need any cable. You just put your cell phone on that.
Yeah.
You can choose. You charge wirelessly or you can charge via cable.
Wow.
So it's a power bank.
That is absolutely fantastic. Let's hop over here to the shelf real quick and take a look at a couple of your items that you have here.
So we are still in the same category of Mac accessories. We have this beautiful keyboard here. You know how annoying is it, the number on Mac, right?
Yeah.
Every MacBook is a bit annoying. So what we have done a small keyboard, and it's totally wireless. Just connect via Bluetooth.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
In a second way, you can also connect via USB-C, and you have that smart hub function.
Yeah.
So you can connect any USB.
Yeah, exactly. Drag your presentation, transfer footage, whatever.
Exactly. So it's something very cool.
And this is another one that form and function, man. Absolutely light, beautifully made with the metal impregnated plastic, just like Mac users love.
Exactly.
Just
like
beautiful, beautiful form and function. Yeah. Now, what about over here? What do we have in this executive area?
This one is more for, it's still movie, but it's more for nomad people, people on the go.
Okay.
So it's only about lifestyle, stylish, beautiful, and material, like we use leather, like you can see that toilet here. It's all vegan leather. So inside you have a small battery pack.
Oh, whoa!
So you can charge via USB. You can charge here. You have a small adapter of, I think this one is, yeah, it's Type-C.
Oh, dude.
And you also have lighting one. So you can charge all kind of cell phone.
Yeah.
So you have 5,000 amperes.
Absolutely. Even probably a light charge to your tablet, something like that. And what's the price point on something like that, Bruno?
This one is $49 for that one here.
Wow, absolutely reasonable price. If you were to go out and buy a small battery pack to begin with, you're spending $20. A typical wallet of decent quality will set you back $20-$30.
And what I say is design, and also we use very renowned material and vegan leather. That's important. Then here you have like it's a new range of our movie line. So that's an eject card. And that is magnetic.
Oh, too cool.
So we have two models. One basically for US market because we don't have any coins.
Yep.
And another one with a small zipper to put your coin here.
Okay. Wow.
Cool,
so
very quality bomber, and same, you use like a laser fiber for that one, laser carbon fiber.
Yeah, and that's a new twist on the traditional cell phone wallet that people carry around with them. The thing that I love, and the reason why I've never purchased a cell phone wallet myself, is because I refuse to lose my wallet and cell phone at the same time. So the fact that you have made them detachable from each other, beautiful, beautiful idea, man. Really good stuff for people like me that are like, I'm not going to put my driver's license with my cell phone, you know. Yeah, but the fact that you can detach them, take them apart, keep them separate from each other, that's awesomely future thinking. What's the price point on an object like that with you guys?
This one, you have a combo of $79.
Okay.
So the case plus the small wallet, combo for $79.
Great. Let's hop over here and take a look at your little projector, because that was one of the things that I was really all about yesterday whenever I talked to you. Is your two little projectors that you have, your travel projectors for executive work, even people on the go with families, traveling in hotel rooms, stuff like that.
Yeah, like we have like mini projectors. Very useful for people. We want to have a quick meeting, or maybe traveler, we want to watch a movie, and they don't want to bring all the stuff, they love TV.
Well,
it's cool with that kind of projector, we build Android inside. So you don't need even any cell phone, you need to connect your cell phone. You just turn it on and show you here.
Yep.
I'll show you this one here.
Oh, that one's already projecting.
Yeah.
And that is some, just so you know, folks, we are under sodium vapor lights right now, like in a convention center. And this is a flat, matte, white surface. So the fact that we're actually getting this kind of luminosity and this lighting on that surface is really, really amazing, Bruno. What did y'all do to achieve this kind of quality?
We use like one of the top lenses on the market. And we have developed one of most efficient PCB to connect the battery lifestyle to the lens. It's not important.
And you've gone through, built in all the typical stuff that you would find on your home smart TV, that kind of thing, all your typical playable platforms.
You use Android, so you can even download many apps.
Yeah.
So you just...
Oh, wow. So you can do your normal apps, even browsing, stuff like that.
Let's see if you use a Snapchat or TikTok. Easy. You go to... We connect, of course, to your Google accounts.
Yeah.
And you can download some your favorite apps or whatever. And see some Netflix or even Prime Video.
Yeah, and this also takes memory cards in it, too. You can throw an SD card in it, and it has built-in memory, right?
You have many ports here. You have HDMI, you have some USB ports, you have TF card. But we also build a memory inside of 32 gigabytes.
Yeah.
So for most of the users, it's much enough, you know, 32.
Yeah, exactly. You could throw probably about 15 1-2 gig movies on there. If you're somebody who's in the corporate realm, you could absolutely throw your PowerPoint, your product videos on there. Then you don't even have to carry a laptop with you if you don't want.
Even your cell phone, don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. You've got everything right there and something that can literally fit in your back pocket.
Exactly.
What is the price point on this amazing projector,
it's
man?
$349.
That is what I love about it, is that it is an under $500 item for something of that quality and that build quality.
True.
So, yeah, man, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about everything that you do over at WeSmart. Let everybody know where they can go online to find these products, Bruno, and where they can go to buy them.
They can go to our website. So our company website is WeSmart.com, WeSmart.com.
All right.
You can find most of the products.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time, both yesterday and today. And enjoy the rest of your time at CAES, man. Godspeed. I will definitely be in touch.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Stay tuned for more coverage from Talking Sound and the Tech Podcast Network right after this. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the continuing coverage of the CES 2020 convention floor here at the Sands Convention Center in fabulous Las Vegas. I am Chris Jordan, the host of the Talking Sound podcast, here on site with the Tech Podcast Network. Today, we are talking with Dr. Josh Briley about AlphaSim, this amazing anti-stress electronic device. Tell us a little bit about the device itself, what it does, and the history behind it.
Okay, so we've been on the market for 39 years. The first one was invented in 1981. It is, I'll grab one for you here. This is our M model. Turn it on so you can see it. And this device treats anxiety, insomnia, depression, and pain through the use of these ear clips clipped to your earlobes. With this device, we can also treat pain directly through the use of probes on the site of your body that hurts.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So this is an electrical brain stimulation device. We are FDA cleared to treat those conditions I just mentioned. We are a Class 2 device for anxiety and insomnia. And we're also FDA cleared for the depression and pain.
And that's pretty rare to have FDA clearance on devices like this.
Yes.
The fact that y'all actively have FDA clearance means you have gone through crazy years of testing and crazy hoops to prove the fact that this works.
Yeah, so we have over 150 clinical trials published.
Wow.
Double-blind studies, open-label studies, retrospective studies, case studies with veterans, with military, with fibromyalgia patients, with advanced cancer patients, with children, across the board. And in every single study, we significantly reduce their anxiety, their depression. We improve their sleep quality, and we lower their pain.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. Tell us a little bit about how this technology works.
Okay, so what we're doing through the ear clips and through the probes both is putting a microcurrent electric frequency into your nervous system. The frequency that we use is naturally occurring in your body. Your nerves are electrical. Only the synapses are chemical, and only actually a few synapses are chemical. Most synapses are still electrical. So medications work on the chemical synapses, trying to force your body to do something. We work on the electrical frequencies in your body and in your brain to balance your nervous system. And once the nervous system is balanced, the body follows suit, and your body is able to heal itself.
Yeah, because it's literally the electrical system of your body. It's
exactly.
Like it's like having a short circuit in the wiring of your car. Your car is going to sputter. It's not going to work right.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And now, I guess one of my big questions, because I'm a big brainwave therapy user. I use brainwave headbands, things like that, to kind of track my brainwaves, stuff like that. I am an anxiety sufferer myself.
Okay.
Exactly, explain to the audience a little bit about the microvoltage that you're talking about and how it acted, because it's kind of like the concept of nervous interrupter that they're using now for like injected pain, things like that, where they put the probes in your back and kind of send an electrical circuit to disrupt that signal of pain coming from your brain. Or
actually, that's apples and oranges. That's not
okay.
What we're doing at all.
All right.
So 10G units and those injectors that you mentioned,
yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're disrupting the signal. So essentially, if you came to me and said, hey, doctor, my foot hurts, and I punch you in the nose, your foot doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Which okay. One hurts worse now?
Right.
You're all good. Thanks.
What we're doing is just balancing the nervous system. So we're using the frequencies already occurring in your body to balance everything out. So in your brain, when you feel pain, there's a pain processing center in your brain that's overactive. When you have anxiety, anxiety centers in your brain are overactive. Depression, parts of the brain are underactive. And so what this is doing is balancing all of those back to a homeostasis setting.
Wow, that is great. And the applications of this go so far. What are the age ranges that you have done studies on? Does it go down to childhood age all the way through elderly?
Yes, we have two studies that were done with children. One is young, like 9 to 17, the other 8 to 17 for depression on both of those. And it significantly reduced depression in children. And another interesting thing about this is we have no side effects, zero. We've been in business 39 years. There's been no major adverse reactions ever reported. There's been even no minor ones. We did a meta-analysis of 144 of our studies, 8,500 active treatment participants. 9 reported having a headache at the end of treatment. 6 reported having some dizziness. What both of those means is the device was turned up a little too high during treatment. That's all that means. We put the device back on and turn it on like a lower setting for 5 minutes. The headache and the dizziness is gone.
Wow. Wow. Phenomenal, phenomenal technology. And like you said, been around for 39 years.
Yes.
Like, I'm 45 going on, and to know that it's been around my entire life. And like I said, I've got a TENS unit, I've got brain units, things like that. But to see things like this out on the market, know that they aren't common knowledge.
Yes.
Just hurts me inside, especially knowing the suffering that our vets go through, PTSD, things like that. Y'all use this for that kind of therapy as well, correct?
Yes. So before I came to work for Electromedical Products International, who makes this product, I was a clinical psychologist with the VA for 9 years. And my last 12, 13 months there, I was given a loaner device to use with my veterans. It worked so well, I ordered around 1,000 units in that last 12 months.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And what we're doing, and I didn't mention this earlier, is the frequency is increasing the alpha waves in your entire brain.
Okay.
Which gives you a relaxed feeling.
Now I'm totally with you now that
yes.
You're bringing up brain waves.
Yes. So it increases the alpha waves. It also decreases the delta waves in the frontal lobe.
Okay.
Delta waves, especially when they build up in the frontal lobe, are what give you that groggy, fatigued feeling.
Yep. Because you're just thinking way too hard. Too much real world being
yes.
processed
exactly.
in front of you. And
exactly.
too much thinking about what that impact is going to be.
Exactly. And so by increasing the alpha waves, decreasing the delta waves, the result is most people report feeling very relaxed, but very alert and able to focus. So the effect is essentially like you had a good 8 hours solid sleep. You woke up, you're ready to face the day.
Yeah, and that's after like a 20-minute session.
After a 20-minute session, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And once again, absolutely fabulous technology. The fact that this is out there and available and ready. Do you have to have a doctor's prescription to get it? Is it readily available online? Where can people go to get a hold of AlphaStim and start changing their life and brain health and regular health?
Yes. So in the U.S., you do need a doctor's order to get the device. We sell internationally. and it is over the counter in other countries. But in the U.S., we do have to have a doctor's note. If you go to our website, alpha-stem.com, then we have the order form on there. You can print it out, take it to your doctor. There's a little section on there for them to put the order in, then can indicate what you, the device you're interested in, and it has a price list on there. And then you can fax or email that into us, and we'll process it and get it shipped out.
Fantastic. And crazy question, you may or may not know it, understandable if you can't answer it, but hugely important in this medical day and age, is it covered by your insurance?
Most insurance companies are not yet covering it. We just this month got a billable code for Medicare. So doctors can list that they're ordering it specifically. It's not just the miscellaneous device code anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're using that as a springboard to try to get in front of insurance companies.
Yeah,
to
now,
say,
now it
this
can be
is
a,
effective.
It can be a full this course of treatment that's
yes.
recommended.
And it's also very cost effective. The National Health Service in the UK just published a study last year with 161 of their patients for anxiety. And of course, the National Health Service has very stringent guidelines on treatment. For anxiety, you do cognitive behavioral therapy first, then you do medication. Then if that doesn't work, you're looking at probably hospitalization.
Yeah.
So they studied our device for the people for whom therapy and medication were not working, and they were on a wait list for more intensive treatment. And we lowered the anxiety across the board for the 161. At the end of, I believe it was just a few weeks, like 4 to 6 weeks of treatment, 5 days a week for an hour. A significant number. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
That's okay.
But I want to say about 60 or so entered what they called remission. Remission. Thank you. It's been a long week already.
Fully understandable.
Entered remission. So the device, the measurement they were using, the GAD-7, which is a very well-known anxiety measurement.
Yeah.
They did not meet clinical threshold to be diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder after that. They did a 3-month follow-up with no treatment, and these numbers I do know, 70 patients no longer met criteria. 24 weeks later, so 6 months after treatment ended, 77 patients no longer met criteria for generalized anxiety disorder. So they continued improving even after treatment ended.
Wow.
And then they looked at the cost of using our device versus their normal means of treatment, and they saved over $650 US per patient.
Wow.
So the National Health Service is making this and their frontline treatment for anxiety.
It's got to be a priority, especially when you're talking about that kind of savings for the common
yes.
person with our overstimulated society. I'm a geek, but
yes.
electronics everywhere, all it does is build those delta waves. It increases the stress levels. It increases the anxiety.
Exactly.
It increases
yes.
the social anxiety whenever you get into environments like this.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that that is becoming a proper course of treatment, recognized it as a proper course of treatment.
Yes.
That is amazing, amazing progress. It only took 39 years.
Right. Now, our biggest customers, for most of that 39 years, our biggest customers have been the VA and the DOD. You overheard me telling somebody before
yeah.
the interview.
And
we have a $63 million contract with the VA. We've had a contract with the VA since 2005.
And they are one of the hardest. Like, you think the FDA stuff is hard to pass. To get it as a course of treatment for the VA is harder than that. So
yes.
the fact that they recognize that it's being used for our boys coming back home
yes.
with PTSD, which is 2 of 3 coming back,
yes.
suffer from PTSD of some sort to where it's debilitating in their daily life. It interferes with their daily life. It interferes with family life, how they go about getting careers, how they go about reorienting themselves in society.
Yes, exactly. And I use this therapeutically with veterans with PTSD. Some would bring it into therapy with them and put it on during therapy.
Mm.
And what it would do is calm them down enough that we could go back and revisit their trauma
yeah.
and reprocess it
yeah.
and get them normalized to it and reduce their symptoms.
And
they would use it while they were sleeping, and it would reduce their nightmares, let them sleep all night long.
Exactly.
It would lower their hypervigilance, their startle response. Across the board, their PTSD symptoms went down.
Yeah.
Nothing worked better. Medications didn't work better. Therapy alone didn't work better. And I'm a huge proponent of therapy. Obviously, I'm a clinical psychologist.
Talk therapy is where yes. it starts. Medication and alternatives beyond that.
Yes. Actually, the VA switched those. It's medication, then therapy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the VA, of course, the joke in the VA is if you've seen one VA, you've seen one VA. Everybody does things differently. But in Central Texas, where I was practicing, they were moving away a little bit from just strictly a throw a pill at the problem approach and looking for non-medical approaches. And so that's how AlphaStim has really gotten a foothold in, and we're climbing like crazy in the VA and in the DOD, because we know opiates, we're in a huge opiate addiction crisis.
Hey, they wouldn't be putting the people that make them in jail for no reason if there wasn't an issue.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a few years ago, President Trump ordered the VA, cut the opiate use down. And so we were able to step in with that and say, hey, we can treat your pain more effectively than the opiates and with no side effects.
Yeah.
I had veterans who come in with just the aid device, which is a smaller device, just does the ear clips, doesn't directly treat the side of the pain.
Okay.
They would be bone on bone on their knees, working with a cane. They'd be about our age, mid-40s.
Yeah.
So Desert Storm vets, Vietnam vets, I treated the gamut.
Humping 60-pound packs everywhere, exactly. Destroying the cartilage in your knees.
Back problems, knee problems, shoulder problems. I'd put the ear clips on them. 20 minutes, they'd get up, walk out of my office, leave their cane behind. I'd chase them down the hall saying, you're going to need this.
Yeah.
I didn't replace the cartilage.
Yeah. I just made you feel better for right now.
Right. Now, the effects do last on average. My clinical experience was about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
Which is about how long pain meds last.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Most of my vets would do it 2 or 3 times a day, completely safely. And like I said with the NHS study, the more you use it, the better it works.
The longer the effects happen.
So most people, after the first few weeks of using it every day, are able to go to more of a maintenance use, two times a week, 2 times a month, just whatever they need. Everybody's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Josh Briley, thank you so much for taking the time to share the amazing information about AlphaStim with us, with the audience. What is the price point on this device? And I guess where can everybody go to get it if they're in foreign countries, things like that?
Okay. In foreign countries, we do have representatives in foreign countries, and it is more readily available. We've sold a few here to foreign residents, and we just have to write the order and give it to them. They don't need the doctor's order.
Okay.
United States, again, you do need a doctor's order, but once you get that, you can go to our website. Again, it's alpha-stim, STIM.com, and you can place the order. The ILM retails for $1,195.
Okay.
The ILM, the aid retails for $795. During the show, the aid is $600 and the ILM is $950.
Wow. And just so you know, folks, if you take these expensive medications, that's about the price of a year's worth of meds.
Yes.
Like,
and we have a 5-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee minus a 10% restocking fee. We also have a clinical team that will answer any clinical questions. They can call in. I'm part of that clinical team. And we answer questions all the time about how do I use this? It's not working quite the way I thought. And so I spent over almost 2 hours on the phone with a customer one time, walking them through how to effectively use their device for them.
Step by step.
So, yes.
And that's proper service. Thank you so much once again. While you're online checking out all the great stuff from AlphaStim, make sure to stop on by the Talking Sound Podcast. TalkingSoundShow.com is the website. TechPodcast.com, our sister site, where you can find all the continuing live coverage of CES 2020 from Las Vegas, Nevada. Until next time, everybody, keep reaching for 11. Talk to you in a little bit. Bye-bye.
Sound.